it's time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice. And it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, fam. blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. I'm going to say that again so you can go ahead and program that into your iPhones, your Blackberries, and all kind of communication devices that you have. 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those that have heard the show before and those who may be listening for the very first time, greetings. And my name is Andy Brown, and I'm living vicariously through you. Broadcasting live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area now on Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And it's because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, that the show just gets better and better and better each week. And you're going to find out tonight will be no different. Let's get with it, folks. We're in Dallas, Texas. It's Tuesday. January 24th. Man, this year is moving by pretty quick. I can't believe it's still January. 2012 up in this piece. My goodness. It's raining. It's storming outside. You would think we're somewhere in April. It's warm outside. We haven't seen any snow here in Texas. But I know all other parts of the country, they're seeing all kind of crazy weather. It's just been out of control. So we got to take what we've been given. Just thank God that we have another day to celebrate and reach out. Shout out and reach to us, family. You can follow us online, howwasyourweekend.com. Be sure to spell was with a Z to find us correctly. Hit your boy up at facebook.com always. How Was Your Weekend page is the fan base. Let it be known, folks, how you feel about the show and post on the page on Facebook tonight. You can follow me at andybrownspeaks.com. And also be in tune to the great nation that's being untold and understood. One world unlimited, folks. One vision, one goal. That's to increase you, baby. One world. Want to send a big shout out to my man CJ Starr for hanging out with us last week on the Happy Hour. If you missed that show, check us out, folks. Go to blogtalkradio.com. /how was your weekend? And click on last week's show. We talked about it. It was out of control. We tapped off with the folks at my job. These folks at my job. And y'all know you have some coworkers, some people that you work with, some people that you used to work with that did some crazy, tripped out things. Maybe some of that was even you. We got real with it, folks. No holds barred up in here. Go back and listen to the previous episode. And each and every episode that we've done thus far on Blog Talk Radio, it's been very, very wonderful. I'm enjoying the ride. This is season 3 on the online happy hour, and folks, it just gets real. Thanks for giving us your listening ear. Tonight's topic, as you've seen advertised and posted and tweeted and text, is going to be something that all of us can sit back and relate to. Now, many people have made New Year's resolutions to lose weight, to get in shape. And, you know, it can be a chore. It can be kind of tough. You know, you say right after the holidays, after you've eaten all that cake and pie and dressing and chicken and yams and greens and peas and everything in between, somebody bringing this over, some pie, some peach cobbler. Yeah, I got to start the new year off right. Want to look good, want to feel good, got a cruise coming up, got a home coming I got to get ready for, and these jeans and these pants got a little tight. So I'm going to start the new year off right. Go to the gym and get that membership, feel you? And you said this over and over again, and some people can stick to it for 1 or 2 weeks. The gym is crowded, I know. it gets out of control. But roughly right about now, it starts to taper off. What happens? You tired? Were you lying to yourself? Just wasn't feeling it? I mean, think about it. You see the TV commercials. You've got the P90X. You got the insanity. You've got, you know, Jennifer Hudson singing to herself, drinking a bowl of gravy. I mean, what goes on, folks? We're just going to chime in. We're going to talk about this tonight. Waiting to lose weight. Now, we got some great men that got some outstanding voices that's going to chime in with us tonight. We've got my man from California, the very funny, the very entertaining, Mr. Corey Showtime Robinson, that's going to start off the hour and kind of ride the boat out with us tonight. So I want to welcome him all the way from the Bay, yay! Chiming in for the very first time on the online happy hour, Mr. Corey Robinson. Corey, what's going on, my man?
Hey, how's it going, bro? Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem, bro. We're glad you can make some time and check us out, man. This is going to be a great show, bro. We're talking about folks who want to wait to lose weight. They want to try to get right, get tight, but can't seem to quite be corrected about that, man. What you got to say about that?
I got to say, I know how you feel. I used to, 2 years ago I had a New Year's resolution to lose some weight, and I actually had to stick to it and, you know, bust my ass, and I lost 72 pounds, and I'm still fat.
Okay.
So that's how hard I got to deal with. Yeah. it's rough when you lose 72 pounds and still got titties. I almost choked the shit out of my trainer. I was mad. But it's all
pounds.
About...
That's a lot, man.
I know it's a lot. It took a long time. I saw a big difference, and people always say they see it in your face, and I'm thinking, like, how fucking big was my chin? But, you know, like, it's just crazy because, like, it's a whole different change of life, you know? Like, I've always been an active person, you know? Like, what made me want to lose weight was when I was 16, I was really big. Like, I was, like, 300 pounds. I was only about 5'3". And I was what they call morbidly obese, which is like a doctor's clinical term of saying, hey, the next cheeseburger could fucking kill you, so stop. And
wow.
Yeah. And I started playing football, and I realized that I had an inner athlete that I didn't even know about. You know what I mean? I thought, like, you know how they say, like, there was a skinny person inside of all fat people? And I figured I just, like, digested that cat, like, years ago. But I realized that there was, like, a really active and animated person inside me, and I kept playing football, and that helped me shed a lot of weight then. But then I went, like, when I got back into college, I put on that freshman 15, which was more like 30, and that's what made me just decide to, you know, stick it out. And I just learned that I like being in the gym for some reason. It's masochistic.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Y'all, if you're in the Bay Area, man, check out my man Corey Showtime Robinson. He's doing some big things. He's even opened up a Too Short. Short Dog in the house. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in Cali with you, my man.
What's going on in Cali with me? I'm just doing comedy, man, trying to make things happen. Graduated from college. I'm very proud of that. Got to say that first and foremost because my mom is very happy about it, and that's about the only use I've been getting out of my degree. So I want to, yeah. So I've just been going up and down California, trying to make my way out down that way out in Texas, making people laugh, you know. But the show business is a slow business at first, so you just got to keep on rolling with it.
Sorry,
but,
my man.
The weather out here is fantastic. You're talking about it's storming out there in Texas. It was raining for the last couple of days, but other than that, we've been having fantastic weather out here. We're spoiled. In like 80 degrees.
We know that San Francisco 49ers didn't really take too keen to that weather the other day.
Oh, they did fine, man. I'm going to be real with you. This hurts because I'm a diehard 49er fan. And I want to give a big, you know, kudos to the Giants. They played a fantastic game. Niners played a fantastic game. I don't want to throw the guy under the bus, but it's one dude that made two plays that lost it for us in a game where, like, both teams weren't making any mistakes. That's what it was. And I'm sorry he's getting death threats right now, but I kind of understand. I was like, I'm sorry someone's threatening your fictional family. Like, they're going at, his name's Kyle Williams. They're going at him real hard because he dropped the two punts. And they're like on Twitter, like, you know, I hope your wife and kids die, which sucks because he's not even married. You know, they're going out to people that don't exist. Yeah. You know, so I feel bad for him, but at the same time, catch the fucking ball.
You don't know how many people are screaming at the TV here in Texas, man. They not too many Giants fans. Giants fans here. I just did this.
Oh, I'm sure.
About those
I know y'all hate
Cowboys.
The Giants. Y'all probably hate the Giants as much as I hate the Packers.
I can't really
so
pull for them. I don't mind the G-Men. I don't mind the G-Men.
Yeah.
I live here in Dallas. I'm really not a Cowboys fan. Everybody that's chiming in right now understand that. No death threats to me.
Like, run for your life. You might as well say you like a salsa from New York City. New York City!
Right. Don't get no ropes around here. We're talking about it, folks. Waiting to lose weight with my man Corey Showtime Robinson. We're going to put some information about Corey in the chat room. If you want to read that, if you want to type that, blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend. Be sure to spell was with a Z or you're not going to find us. Call in and trip out with me and my man Corey. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Let's talk about it, Corey. I mean, people say they wait to lose weight. What are some of the reasons that people just want to lose weight in the beginning? I mean, you said they could be, you said 72 pounds. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. That is a lot.
But there are some people out there that maybe claim, you know, they got a little, a touch of a muffin top.
Uh-huh.
You know, one biscuit short of being the big girls out there. You know what I'm saying? It happens. They want to lose the weight. And then we got some fellas out there who you know, or trying to relive their high school football days, even though they wasn't stellar stars.
Uh-huh.
They just wanted to be high school cut.
Indeed.
I see that quite often.
Mm-hmm.
We see it quite often.
I hear what you're saying. So the question is, why would they wait? Why are they procrastinating?
Yeah, why wait? Why wait?
The same reason, like, why you would wait to clean your house up, or you wait to wash your car, or you wait to pay a bill. You know what I mean? It's just general procrastination, I believe. Like, people feel like, I mean, everybody has a lot on their plate. Just being an adult is hard enough, you know? Trying to get through your day-to-day stuff of paying your bills and getting yourself fed and, you know, keeping yourself motivated to get to the next day or dealing with your significant other or your family or whatever it is. Everybody has a mountain of excuses, you know what it is? And it really is just excuses. You know, you just got to get in there. You gotta make time for it. You know, it only takes really about a half hour every day, but you gotta block out a good hour and 15 minutes to take out that half hour.
You got a point.
Mm-hmm.
You got a point, especially when you're trying to get in that groove. Be like, you know what?
Yeah.
In about 20 minutes, I'm gonna hit the snooze button. I'm gonna go and get up. And
if
I
have all day to do
with.
Something, exactly. If I have all day to do something, that means it's not getting done.
Right.
I don't know why that is. Like, if I have all day, like, that's how it is as a comic. Like, I'll have all day to write something funny, and I'll say something funny, I'll do something funny, but I won't get anything on paper for some odd reason. Because just the lack of that sense of urgency. You know what I mean? You got to be able to put that sense of urgency in there.
Makes sense. Makes sense. And how did you actually get your start in being a comedian?
I didn't have a choice in that one, actually. When I was growing up, I was, like I said, I was the fat kid. And I always had a good sense of humor because I grew up in an area out here in Central Coast, California. For some reason, we pump out a lot of athletes. You know what I mean? Like, we pump out a lot of kids that end up going to college for sports. And most of my friends were basketball, football players, big guys, 6'1", 6'2", up to, like, 6'8". All of them, you know, in really decent shape. So when we started liking girls, who do you think they were looking at? Not 5'1", almost 300-pound me. You know what I mean? So, and there's two ways you can go about looking at your life when you're getting picked on a lot. You can go, like, you can be upset and get mad about it, or you can find the lighter side of things. And I think I just, like, I'm able to deal with things on the lighter side for some reason. And I've always been cracking people up ever since I was a little kid. I come from a funny family, and my uncles are hilarious. And one of my buddies dared me to do a talent show when I was 11 years old. I think I was like 6th grade, 7th grade, something like that. And my buddy dared me to go to do a talent show. And I was terrified, and I did it. And everybody laughed. They liked it. You know, it wasn't like one of those experiences where, like, a lot of comics start when they're adults and, it's, and you know, nobody laughs and they don't like it, and so they don't, you know, follow it up. But, like, I did really well my first time, so I just kind of kept at it.
That's what's up, man. Well, you're doing a good job, man. We see you out there. I know it's, you know, sometimes getting your break out there, especially in as big as California is, especially Northern Cali, it can be kind of tough. But you're doing your thing, bro. Hats off to you, man.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. And with anything in life, like being number one shouldn't be as important to you as being happy. You know, and like this is a very competitive game, and I'm just happy to be able to get on stage and make people laugh. I still get to chase that rush. It's better than any drug you can that they deal out there. You know what I mean?
Well, speaking of being happy, the happy hour doesn't stop at Fagan Sports Bar here in the Dallas, Texas area, i.e. Henderson's Chicken. Everyday drink specials, folks, from 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. The happy hour mixers on Thursday. Karaoke and network on Friday, and sexy Saturdays go down like bad stock. Y'all know how it is. Where it is actually is 3636 North Beltline Road in Urban, Texas. For those of you all who don't have a GPS right now, it's over there north of the Urban Mall off of 183 in Beltline. Facebook him, Henderson's Chicken Fagans. And you can also find it at Fagans Henderson Chicken. As for Dante, and as for the How Was Your Weekend special drinking shots, we're talking to my man Corey Showtime Robinson out there in the Bay, yay, talking about waiting to lose weight on the online happy hour. Now, let's check this out, Corey. I want to ask you one more question, man. Let's just kind of keep the flow going. What are some ways people can kind of maintain good weight loss? You said after losing 72 pounds, and you never said anything about picking it back up.
Ah, yeah, that's what I meant to say. Like I say 72 pounds. Because that was, like, the lowest I've got to. Like, I went from 290-something down to about 226. And now I'm, like, lingering around 235, 240, mainly because I've changed the way I work out. I did a lot of cardio. Now I'm doing, like, a lot of weights and stuff. But it depends on what you're going for. Now, for the people that were that you're talking about, like, the ladies is just like you said, one biscuit away from being the big girl. You know, like a couple grains of flour away from having that muffin top. There's two ways you can go, and everybody's body's different, and it's hard to determine what it is. But all losing weight is a combination of diet and exercise. So one of those two is probably your main problem. Either you're too sedentary, and you're eating the wrong things, or you're just eating way too much of the wrong things. And my problem for the longest time was it wasn't my activeness. Like, I would work out, I'd run a whole bunch and everything, and, you know, I would still gain weight. Like, one of the jokes I use on stage is that, like, you know, I work out. I was wondering what happened for me to lose the weight because, like, I'm working out, I'm still fat. And I work out a lot. And people don't believe me, but I do. You know, this is just the body of a guy that, you know, goes out to the gym, lifts weights, then goes home, smokes a little bit of weed for the joint pain, and wakes up 30 minutes later covered in Skittles and pork rinds. You know what I mean? So it's like you do one thing, and then you screw up the other. So if you don't exercise, get yourself on an exercise plan. The weight will come off. If you do exercise and you're still worried about it, it's definitely your diet. And you don't have to change absolutely everything. I love fast food. I think one of my titties is like got to be Chicken McNuggets, and the other one's got to be Taco Bell, because that's how much fast food I love.
Whoa!
And so I love fast food. You know what I mean? And I was on a Taco Bell. Like, I remember I thought I saw the answer to my dreams a couple of years ago. Taco Bell had a thing called the Taco Bell diet. And, you know, they had this skinny little Mexican girl in a tight white dress. She's all sexy. And I said, I lost 22 pounds on a Taco Bell diet. So I wanted to try that. I wanted to see if you could lose weight eating Taco Bell for 2 weeks. And I tried the Taco Bell diet for 2 weeks. For 14 days, I ate nothing but Taco Bell food, and I lost 15 pounds. You would be surprised how many calories you burn when you got to get up and run to the bathroom every 5 fucking minutes. Having your food turn from a solid to a liquid in your stomach is an abdominal exercise. They don't even have a machine for it in my gym. So it's what you eat. Basically, don't drink soda ever again. That sucks, but you know, that's the quickest way to lose. If you replace all your beverages with water, you're good. Like, don't even, like, if you don't change your diet, like, just change that. You know, change what you drink, because you drink a lot more weight than people think.
You know what, folks? I hope somebody's out there paying attention. I had a gentleman kind of tell me this not too long ago, because I'm trying to get it right. The results are showing, and I definitely want to thank this man for tuning in. Corey, stick around, bro. We got to keep you on the line probably for the duration of the show, man, because this is outstanding. But, folks, I want to let you know what's going on. Corey Showtime Robinson is doing it big out in Cali. We're going to try to get him out here in Texas sometime soon to blow up the Lone Star State and make things happen. But since we are here in the Lone Star State in Texas, folks, there's a certified fitness trainer we got to bring on the line. He schooled me on the knowledge. I have to reach out to this man to keep it for real. Core 360 Fitness's own Grambling State University graduate, Mr. Tyshawn Bradshaw, is in the house representing for the G-Man. We've seen him posted up for his boys. Congratulations on the G-Man win. Ty, what's going on, bro?
Nothing much, man. No doubt, you know, the Giants this weekend. Super Bowl bound. How are things with you? How's that fitness plan coming?
Dude, I promise you, what you told me, this is one thing, and Corey, peep this out. This is something that Ty told me to do, you know, to try to maintain and watch where and find out where I'm losing weight is pretty much eat the same thing every day just for like a week and then switch it up and see what else happens. Because all last week I was just chicken, broccoli, chicken, broccoli, chicken, broccoli, maintaining, checking the scale. And so Sunday was my cheat day.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little boudin balls from Baton Rouge when we went down and did the event a couple weeks ago. Got out of control on some alcoholic beverages and food, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The scale tipped over a little bit over 4 or 5 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm tripping. So I had to come back to the same old routine. That was great information.
People don't realize how easy it is to gain weight.
And it's not that you have to eat the same thing forever,
but you want to get an idea of what's working and what's not, right? So developing some sort of consistency also it starts to change your palate, right? We are so accustomed to fast foods and sweets, salts and sugars. We have to get our palate away from that. And once we do, it will change. And those healthier foods that we thought we didn't like become a lot more appealing.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And so I want to just kind of let y'all know, this is some real talk we're doing right here. Y'all going to get some true knowledge. Y'all going to get some true understanding here on the show. Tap somebody on Facebook. Hit them up on Twitter. Let them know to call in and check out the show, Waiting to Lose Weight, here on the Online Happy Hour. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend. Join us in the chat room. Log in, listen, and learn in there. And you can also check us out right here on the phone line. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. I got my man Corey Showtime Robinson and certified trainer Mr. Tyshawn Bradshaw on the line. Ty, let me ask you a quick question, man. Because Corey and I were talking a bit earlier about food, what to eat, kind of what we like to eat and things like that. He mentioned a Taco Bell diet, which I'm kind of like, on that one. But the way he lost that weight was kind of, was tripped out.
Yeah, it wasn't
is
fun.
It possible,
I wouldn't recommend it.
Is it possible? Because a lot of us do like to eat chicken. We like to drink. And we still have to say, you know, we live it healthy. So is it possible to, you know, eat a lot of fried food and drink as much as we want and still try to maintain good health?
No. And it's two different things. It's two different things. There's a difference between losing weight and being healthy. Can you drink and eat out and still lose weight? Yeah, you could work that in. But can it still affect your health? Absolutely. There are skinny people dying of heart attacks every day.
right? They may have been blessed with good genetics for workout and family, or just eat one time a day and just eat one horrible meal and don't gain weight. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that your arteries can't be clogged. It doesn't mean that you can't have high blood pressure, that your cholesterol can't be high. An external reflection of skinniness doesn't mean that inwardly you're healthy.
Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. So is losing weight really hard to do overall?
I guess it depends on who you ask. Some people, I think a switch has to go on for some people, where it becomes more than chasing a number, but we start to do the things that lead up into weight loss. Like a lot of times, people will say, "Oh, I want to lose 50 pounds," and all they're focused on is that 50 pounds. But the person who goes to the doctor says, "Hey, look, you're going to die of a heart attack if you don't change the way that you eat, change the way you exercise." He doesn't put a number on how much weight you need to lose, just you need to work at getting healthy. And because there's a lifestyle change, a permanent lifestyle change associated with it, eventually the weight will come off, and it's not just chasing some random number. You know, one of my goals when I train people, I try to get them to not look at the scale so much. And one of the things I say is this, and I'll use you, Andy, as an example. As you go through your process and you are losing weight, nobody's ever going to say to you, "Wow, Andy, you look like you're about 185 pounds now." They're just going to say, "Man, you're looking great. What are you doing?" Right? The number is only for us, right? But it's something that boxes down, and it's never enough, right? Is you can have a goal to get 200 pounds, but the moment you see 200 on the scale, you're like, "Man, I could have did 195. Right, so you're always chasing this number that can't really be caught. And if you're 200 pounds on Friday, you go to Baton Rouge for the weekend and you're 205 on Monday, what do you do, right? Were you a failure at reaching a goal? No, right? You were living life, right? So you have to find that balance and not let it be about a number, but being more about living a healthier lifestyle and adjusting a lot of things, not just for weight, but for overall health.
This is real talk, folks. I know y'all are getting it. Y'all getting it straight, no chaser, and to the gut. Ty, tell us more about what goes on about Course 360 Fitness, man.
Man, what I do is a couple things. One, I still have a bunch of one-on-one clients that I've been working with for a long time, just helping them to lead healthier lifestyles, working out with me 2-3 days a week, getting their cardio in on their own. Working to adapt to, you know, just healthier lifestyles, eating and finding that balance. I do group training, both boot camps and small groups, and hopefully kind of branching out and getting to the public speaking, and hopefully I can follow in your footsteps and be an author one day and write the reality of fitness, right? Not about diets, not about weight loss, but how to really live a life where you can stop lying to yourself by saying you're too busy, but make fitness and health a priority, right? I'm a big believer that we put everybody else in front of us, and we sacrifice our health to do it. We say that we don't have time for things, but yet the average person watches 5 hours of TV a day, right? You tell me you can't take an hour of that and find some way to work out? I just don't believe that. You know, one of the things that really made me stop listening to the excuse of not having time was, years ago, some of you may remember this, there was a special on MTV called Diddy Runs the City, where he was training for a marathon. And I sat back and kind of thought, I can't imagine people I know being busier than Diddy. And if he can find time to train for a marathon, there was no way that somebody could tell me they couldn't find an hour 3 times a week to work out. It's just unacceptable to me. The reality is you choose not to. When I say to people, "Hey, look," and I said this to you, Andy, when we sat down that day and talked, "Work out early in the morning." "Oh, I can't work out at 5 o'clock." No, it's not that you can, it's that you won't. Right? The decision is yours, but you decided, "I want to sleep rather than sacrificing an hour to wake up. And after work, I'm too tired to do it." Right? If you start your day off on the right foot, you'll reap the benefits.
You know what? I want to touch on that, man, because I was one of those people. You know, I got to get up. I got to hurry up and get to work. And then when I come back from work, I'm stressed out, I'm tired, I just want to rest, I'm mentally stressed. But one of the things that I found that really motivated me was, and everybody's a little different, you know, I got the muscle magazines, and I kind of had that on the vision board, like, this dude's cut, I'm not. I got to get it back. So one of the things that I used to do, this is back in college, was in between watching television on those commercial breaks, drop down and hit some push-ups. Go ahead and just hit them. And this is just me. I mean, everybody's going to be different. You know, I kind of sat down and I said, all right, let's time this out. I'm going to go ahead and just knock out some incline push-ups. For those that don't know what this is, my feet are elevated up, either on the edge of the couch or on some steps, and I'm knocking out push-ups until my show comes back on. And I'll turn it back around for the second commercial break. I'm doing crunches. I'm doing leg lifts. I'm sitting here curling. You know, something light in between. If I didn't make the gym, that was something that I was doing. And I kind of brought that back, man. You kind of inspired me to go ahead and get that going. And health and wellness is a really strong key, folks. Y'all got to hear what Corey's saying. 72 pounds? Word?
Yeah. 72 pounds. 72 pounds. And also something else you notice about that, you feel it. Like, you feel lighter. You move around better. Like, you start to enjoy, you know, just being able to move freer. You know what I mean? You feel like you're imprisoned a little bit. It's holding you back. And when you don't have that anymore, you feel freer.
Gentlemen, the phone lines are lit up. We got a hush over Jerusalem right now preaching the gospel. Some people really might not want to chime in and speak, but they're getting some key knowledge right now. And you can always go back if you missed this or you want to share this with somebody else who might have missed this. A good friend of mine, Mr. Armani Valentino, has a book out. If you ever want to lose weight, don't listen to your fat friends. Check it out. You can always peep out this show, blogtalkradio.com/ How Was Your Weekend? Click on the link and share it with somebody. Smack it on their Facebook page. Send it to their Twitter account. You need to get this. So the next couple of weeks when that Super Bowl is coming up and the G-Men and the Patriots are playing, he's back on the Rotel. You really don't have to have it. It's 100, folks. That's what we're doing. Just creating a healthier lifestyle, a better lifestyle. You know, we see a lot of people make some posts out here. They're talking about they're making a change. They want to do better things. But yet, they still got to have that number six with cheese. No tomatoes, add ketchup. Really?
And a Diet Coke.
And a Diet Coke. What are you saying? Well, they used to really get the number one.
And you know, here's one of the crazy things, you know, just the Diet Coke thing. Why do we see all fat people drinking Diet Coke? Right? And here's the reality that we don't think about. We look at it as though, okay, I'm going to drink Diet Coke because it has zero calories. But the truth of the matter is the NutraSweet that's in Diet Coke sends signals to our brain to tell it to eat more sugar. So what do? We go and we want cake and we want ice cream and we want chips and we want just all kind of crazy stuff that has been triggered by something we thought was healthy for us. Corey hit it on the head earlier. Drink water, right? It baffles me all the time that I don't want to sound like I'm preaching from the mountaintop and saying we should never go out and have anything, you know, fried, or we shouldn't eat any burgers or drink. Or that's not what I'm saying. But it's crazy to me when we talk to each other, and if you find a person that eats healthy all the time, they're the one that's labeled crazy, right? But you find a person that eats McDonald's every day, and they're the ones that, you know, well, shit, that makes sense. It's good. Right? Is that the logic that we use to define how we take care of our bodies, right? And I think we have just grown accustomed to we can eat whatever the hell we want. If we get big enough, we'll just have them cut the fat out. If we get unhealthy enough, we'll just take medication for it, right? One of the things I love what Corey just said a little while ago in terms of you feel freer, right? We can be in a situation where we are uncomfortable for so long that it becomes comfortable. And we don't even realize how good we can feel
unless we take the steps to start working out, to start eating right, to clean the garbage out of our bodies so it can feel the way it was designed to feel.
Fellas, that's a good point. If I can touch on that, like, one of the things that, like, as I was losing the weight that made me feel good was I learned to like running. And anybody that's known me since high school, that if they're listening right now, they're like, there's no fucking way. Because, like, when I was a kid, I learned to fight because I wasn't running. It just wasn't happening. Like, I was a big dude. I'm like, I guess we're going to squab it out because I hated running. You know what I mean? But at 290, I couldn't make it around the infield of the baseball track. Infield of the baseball diamond. Then at 275, I could run, like, a full lap around, you know, the track. And then, like, around 260, I'm running a full mile. And then so on and so forth. Now I'm, like, up to, like, 4 or 5 miles. You know, it's like a challenge to where, you know, how much I can do. I still hate running. But I love the fact that I can more than I hate the fact that I'm doing it, if that makes any sense.
Right. Man, I mean, it gets great results. So you start, you know, you deal with it, right? You do the things that you may not like to do because you see the benefit of it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me also tell you what gets great results, fellas. Taking off your shirt in front of a woman. Great results.
Still not on that level yet.
Feel better. BlogTalkRadio.com, folks. We're on the online happy hour. I got to chime in, and we've heard from the gentlemen. Fellas, hold tight. We got to let the ladies chime in and talk about this and let them speak their mind on what we're talking about. All the way from the Show Me State, represent, we have Trinity on the line that's going to chime in for a bit. Trinity, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
Awesome. I love the show. I love the topic. I have a question. I started working out the first of the year, and I've been pretty successful. First couple of weeks, I started actually doing this with my daughter, and the first couple of weeks, we actually went on an all-vegetable, green leaf vegetable type diet. So the first week, we were eating a lot of raw vegetables, and then within the second week, we started incorporating some cooked vegetables, but they were still green. We eliminated red meat. Now, within the first 2 weeks, she lost 15 pounds. I dropped 10. So now we're going into the third and fourth week. What would be your recommendation? I don't want to go back to red meat. Should we go to poultry, fish?
I'll jump in on that one. I'm personally not a fan of red meat.
Right.
Honestly, largely because of what they do to it. Right. Now,
right.
If you get some meat fresh off the farm and it's grass-fed and, you know, free of hormones,
right,
that would be great, right? But a lot of the problem with food in general is more what they do to it, right? So I think you've taken the right route in terms of focusing on the vegetables. But I definitely would say you want to add in some protein, right? Chicken and salmon are my two favorites, chicken breast in particular, just because you can keep a lot of the fat out of the diet and get those from other places, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the beef thing, I mean, if you like beef, pay the money and get really good beef, right?
Yeah.
But, like, a Big Mac isn't beef, right? And people, you know, assume that they're eating meat when they do that, but if you're going to do it, but spend the money to do it, right?
Yeah, well, I'm not a fan of fast food, so that's good there.
Right, that's great. The other thing you mentioned you were doing raw vegetables, as much of that as you can do and stick to, I would say do that. You're going to get a lot more of the nutritional content the closer to raw it is. Right, so if you steam it, the more you steam it, the more the more nutrients you cook out of it.
Right.
Now, some stuff you're just not going to be able to eat raw, right? But understand, you change the nutritional content of it from a mineral standpoint once you start picking it. The biggest suggestion I would give you is make sure you're doing something that you can do the rest of your life. Right? If you think you can avoid beef forever, and that's a decision you're making,
don't eat the beef. Right, but if it's like, man, I'm going to not eat beef for 6 months, and then, you know, I'm going to go just buy me a cow and have at it, it's a waste of time. Right, but make the changes slowly, right? You don't have to do everything at once, but you want the changes to be changes that can last long term. How old is your daughter?
She's 23.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and she went to college, and like Corey earlier said, she you know gained that freshman 15, but it was more than 15, and she's pretty serious. We actually started in the gym as well, and I think I've become addicted to going to the gym, which is probably not good because I've lost the 10 pounds, but now it's not moving, and I don't know if that's muscle weight. I'm trying to stay away from the scale, like you said earlier. I do see a change in my body. I see that, but the scale is not budging, so I don't know if I'm working out too much now.
Well, there is such thing, and I like that.
There's a couple things, both with the, you know, 15 pounds in 2 weeks, 10 pounds in 2 weeks. Honestly, that's kind of quickly.
Okay.
So you can really expect to see a little plateau because now your body is really trying to make some adjustments, right? And what happens if you went to kind of a purely vegetable diet, I mean, you drastically reduce your calories. And your body can only maintain that for so long, right? So now you got to get back into some form of balance, right? So that was great for kind of like, you know, like a fasting period, right? But now your body is trying to settle in and figure out what you're doing, right? Because vegetables, the great thing about them, they don't have a whole lot of calories. So you can eat a bunch of them and you feel full, but you haven't taken in a whole bunch of calories. So understand that your body is short on calories right now. So now you start adding, you add some meat in, you know, you add some more things in, but you develop a discipline where I say junk not knowing if you were eating it before, but the some of the things you were eating before, I put it that way, you've learned that you can do without them, right? And now you slowly introduce things back that you don't mind being a permanent part of your diet, but keeping the bad things away from you.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
One of the things that I definitely want to point out, folks, and I definitely want to get to the phone lines and bring our next caller on the line, is don't forget about the fruit. Keep that in mind. Fruit is very important. Bananas, the potassium, you know, the pomegranates, the grapes, the cantaloupe, the watermelon. Keep that in mind, folks, because the fruit is very, very good. You don't have to salt it down. You don't have to put the NutraSweet on there. But just keep that in mind. Fruit is very healthy. It's good for you. And you can get a lot of your natural sugars involved in that. We're talking about waiting to lose weight. A lot of people tend to do that time to time over and over again. Like Tyshawn said, you know, going to the gym. Corey was talking about it earlier, you know, with the diet. And Trenton has some good quality questions about going to the gym as well. So I want to bring on another gentleman, a very outstanding businessman in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that has really helped me see some different things, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that in detail. Mr. Warren Nugent is on the line. He's joined us on the call today, and we're going to really talk about some of the supplements that can be used in the body that can really help maintain growth and natural strength and wealth. Warren, are you on the line with us right now?
Yes, I am. How y'all doing today?
Good. Doing good, Warren. Welcome to the Happy Hour.
Well, thanks for inviting me. I'm glad to be here.
Outstanding. Warren, we just want to welcome you here to the Online Happy Hour. And if you wouldn't mind, you kind of share with us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and you know, what's going on with here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area with Nectar Core.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, I started on this journey in the nutritional business a short while back, actually, about 3 or 4 years ago. I guess it was a situation that I just felt it was something I needed to do. My wife was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she went through a pretty bad ordeal with chemotherapies, and they put her on steroids, and it caused her health to get to a point that was just about as bad as a person could be. And it was very difficult for her to get back on track and to start feeling the benefits of the food that we were eating. And I, I started to do a lot of research, and I wanted to learn a lot about nutrients and nutrition to help her get back on track. I traveled to the Amazon and different parts of the world to look at different soils and how food grew, and a lot of the research that I found was that the foods that we eat in this country don't have nearly as much nutrition in them as they used to. You know, and it's got a lot to do with the soils in the ground and the minerals and the nutrient content. So, you know, my path has been one where we've chose to go out and create a company that's scientifically formulated superfood supplements to help improve people's lives. You know, our bodies were made by God to live off nutrition. And the amazing thing that I have found along this journey is that even though we look to doctors to help heal us, doctors don't get an hour of nutritional training in college. So that should tell you a little bit of something.
Wow.
Another thing that's really surprised me, and a lot of stuff I'm telling you guys is available to you online through government websites and other search engines. But you know, a lot of the multivitamins, the one a days, the types of vitamins that you think are helping you are made from coal tar and petroleum-based products. They're just not real. So, you know, when you get right down to it, if you want a real supplement, you want something that's whole food. And if you want something that's at a very high level that you really will feel, you want something that comes from a place where the soils are extremely rich in nutrients. And that's kind of what we put together.
Thank you for scaring us.
No, and that's good talk, because you tend not to really think about those type of things. I mean,
can I touch on something he said real quick that people know, and I hope everybody really heard this when he said that doctors, they don't take any type of nutrition courses.
That's key.
So here we go. We go to the doctor tell us, hey, Andy, you need to lose 50 pounds or else I'm going to put you on this medication or whatever the case is. So if we take the term in a literal sense, doctors practice medicine, right? So when we are sick, what do? Well, they take a medication that they've heard about from a pharmaceutical rep and prescribe it to you to see if it's going to work for the ailment that you have. The reality is, for most of the ailments that we come up with, it can be fixed through food. We're just not willing to take the time to eat the food that it's going to take to make us healthy. We'll continue to put harmful food in our body and just take the medication. That's about as backwards as it gets, if you ask me, but that's the American way.
You know, you're exactly right.
That's the part that actually I was scared about.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and it's very unfortunate. You know, but you know, the thing is, people are getting more educated. People are learning. You know, there is a movement to whole food type supplement to help people understand, and I think it'll get better as time goes on. There is a movement to get away from the pharmaceutical drugs, and it's got a lot to do with many of the side effects that come along with them.
Right.
And this is some of the things that we really have to pay attention to. You mentioned something about the soils here in the country. I know here in Texas, you know, we're not close to much water. And I was going to ask Corey about that. You know, what type of food and fruit is actually growing out there? Are you close to the beach?
Yeah. I live, like, pretty much right on the beach line. And, like, agriculture is big in central California. Like, a lot of fruits and vegetables come out of here. And usually in California, for some reason, we act more health conscious, even though a lot of them don't practice what they preach, but we tend to like follow more health trends than most people. So we tend to be, I think we tend to be thinner, but I don't think we tend to be healthier in this day.
It's something key about that. Healthy living, maintaining a healthy lifestyle, that's what this is really all about, folks. Maintaining, and you don't have to really wait on that. If you take the proper instructions, eat the proper food, take care of your body, which is your temple, you really can't go wrong. It's kind of like driving your car over and over and never changing the oil. Mm-hmm. Or never really wanting to stop and put gas in it. That's the proper fuel. You know, you don't stop it at the 7-Eleven and put beer on pump 6. It's not going to happen. That's not the most effective way to get that car and that motor running. You have to take care of your body and put the right supplements in there and the right type of atmosphere and the right type of foods in there. Now, I know we're on the happy hour. Sometimes we tend to get a little out of control. It's funny. It's crazy. But really, this is all about us, maintaining proper health, maintaining proper wellness, and creating a better us so that we can continue to have those shows where we're laughing, we're tripping out, and we're acting the fool. But this is very important. And I'm very glad that these gentlemen called in, and I also want to thank Trinity for chiming in also. Waiting to lose weight is our topic, folks. Now, I may not say much. I like to listen. But when I do, I try to make sure it's worth it. Follow me at AndyBrownSpeaks.com, Life Coaching, to create a better life for you. As well, make sure, like Tyshawn said, the book is out, folks. It's one of the most controversial reads of the year. Second place women who come in first, why she has your man's attention and you don't. So I mentioned, I said something earlier about nectar. Warren, can you kind of break down and tell us a little bit about what nectar is?
Well, nectar is a product line. It's three different products. They come in a little 2.5-ounce bottle, and we sell them in 15-pack, 30-pack, and 60-pack. So you can drink one or two or three a day type of thing. And the three different products are called Nectar Calm, Nectar Core, and Nectar Rise. Nectar Rise was created to be more of a competitor to the energy drinks, but it's also a cognitive formulation, and these are all scientifically formulated. We have ingredients in there like Bacopa monnieri and rhodiola and alpha GPC, along with things like goji and acai and superfruits. And what Nectar Rise does is it gives more of a cognitive boost. It's a safer alternative to the high heartbeat caffeinated type energy drinks. The second product we've got is called Nectar Core, and it is just loaded up with anti-inflammatories, immune-building components, and antioxidants, which help fight off the free radical cells that can cause problems in your body. The third product we got is the one that it just seems like everybody gets an immediate reaction to it, and we've got a lot of professional athletes on it, a lot of people and business people, and that's called Nectar Calm. Nectar Calm is a sleep product, but it's the difference between it and a lot of other sleep products that are on the market today, whether they be natural or pharmaceutical, is that we've mixed superfoods in with helping you get to sleep. So it's got ingredients like lemon balm and passion flower and valerian, combined with, again, things like goji and acai and camu. So while you're sleeping, your cells are getting restored and rejuvenated and repaired and prepared for the next day. And, we're finding people are just getting a really good night's sleep, and it's helping them then function the following day. There's a lot of articles out there that will tell you that you compromise your immune system and your health by not getting enough sleep. And unfortunately, today, we have a society that does not get enough sleep.
Right. So true. Now, you mentioned something about the energy drinks. Is Nectar, is it a healthy product for us?
It's extremely healthy. Like I said, a lot of the energy drinks are focused on getting your heartbeat up. You know, some of them have as much as 4 cups of coffee in a small drink. And you hear a lot of bad press on it, that it's not good for you, it's not healthy, and they can be dangerous, and they've even talked about banning them for kids. So we took a different approach. We have a doctor on our scientific advisory board that taught neurotransmitter and cognitive health for 27 years at Southwestern Medical Center. And he formulated a product that actually is more focused on getting your mind moving. And that's really what happens. When you get your heartbeat going, it helps your mind get engaged, and away you go. We went after the perspective of getting your mind cleared and moving faster. So it's a much healthier product, and we're just getting a tremendous amount of positive response to the products.
It's outstanding information. I know I've learned a lot. Tyshawn, Corey, what about you two gentlemen?
That's very informative. I'm curious I don't like those energy. I use energy drinks, but I don't like the fact that they make my heart beat really fast, because if I don't get to the point where I exercise, it's just going to bother me. So how exactly does it work to where it doesn't, like, stimulate your heart or whatever?
Well, we have ingredients in there that actually cross the blood-brain barrier, so they help to get the mind engaged. You know, kind of if you get up in the morning and you're just a little bit foggy and it takes you a little bit to kind of get going, well, we have ingredients in there that actually help facilitate that. So it's not as much of a focus on getting your heart moving as much as it is just getting your mind clear. you know, we've got a lot of people that are taking it that are actually, you know, feeling the energy benefits of it also. But one thing about all of our products, we do not have any potassium sorbate or citric acid. In other words, we don't have any preservative system in there. And that's very important. You know, a lot of people don't realize it, but even in a health food store, approximately 92% of all the products sold there have artificial chemicals in there. They have potassium sorbate and citric acid. And if you look and do the research, you will find that those two combined can create benzenes or benzoates, which are carcinogenics and cause cancer. So it really is, guys, it really is important that you look at the food you're eating and you become educated. Because as people go into their 50s and their 60s and their 70s, and they start getting ill and they start getting sick and they have to be on 5 or 10 or 15 medications at a time, it's because we're not putting what we need in our body. We're just looking the other way. And it's hard. It's not easy to do. But if you want to live a healthy, long life and have a good quality of life as you get older, you've got to do those things.
That's good. That's real. What's one of those ones you said, like, if we're putting the wrong things in there, what's one of the main enemies to people that most people eat a lot or put in their body too often?
Well, you know, I talked a little bit about the preservatives. I think that that's one of the most important things to try to look out for. If you take a lot of times for preservatives to work, like potassium sorbate, you will have to drop the pH of the product down to below 3.6, or it doesn't preserve the food. In order to drop it, a lot of times ascorbic acid or citric acid will be added to the product. Well, the problem is when you combine those two together, they create a carcinogenic, which is benzene. And, you know, if I had to pick one thing that I would be looking at as it relates to consuming a product, I would look to make sure that those two are not combined in the product. Because it's benzene is the base for gasoline. And it would be like, and of course this is an over-exaggeration, but it would be like having a pitcher of Kool-Aid and taking a drop of gas and dropping it in there. Now, you mix it up, you may never taste the gasoline, but it's getting into your system, it's getting into your bloodstream, and it's getting down to your cells. You know, and again, that's an exaggeration, but I mean, they say 10 years from now, one out of every two men will have cancer, and one out of every three women will have cancer. My question is, what if they're wrong? What if it's more than that? You know? And we just kind of keep going through life saying it won't be me, but we've all been touched by it. You know, every one of us knows somebody. 10, 15 years ago, we knew somebody who knew somebody. Now we know somebody that's been touched by cancer. And, it's not just cancer. You know, it's not just cancer. There's so many other things out there. The diabetes, the hypertension, all the different things that people are dealing with.
So I guess now my question is, am I drinking 87 or premium octane?
Well, you know, one of the things that we've chose to do with our company that makes us a little bit different is, some of you guys are familiar with a company called Tom's Shoes, where they've taken a pair of shoes, and every time they sell one, they match it to a child in need somewhere around the world. Well, because we're a nutritional company, we started a program called One-to-One. And what we do is we help children that are fighting malnutrition. And believe it or not, there's 5 million of them every year that pass away because they're not getting the right amount of nutrition. I mean, we give a lot for a country, but a lot of what we give doesn't give them what they need. And a lot of people don't realize it, that we in this country, our kids are facing malnutrition as much as kids in other countries that look like they're not getting enough food. And that's because while other countries are not getting enough of the right kind of food, the problem is our kids are getting too much of the wrong kind of food. So, you know, whereas, you know, in third world countries, you see the big bellies and the sunken eyes, those children, their situation's acute and they'll live for a few years. But in this country, you know, whether a kid's 20 or 30 or 40 or a person 50 years old, they're going to go to the doctor one day and the doctor's going to say, you've got diabetes or you've got, you know, high blood pressure. You've got something that you're going to now be on a medication. And it's causing you health problems. It's a big deal. So what we do is every time we sell one of our little 2.5-ounce shots, we take a serving of the ingredients in our primary product, which is called Nectar Core, and we have it in a powder form, and we provide it to children that are facing malnutrition. And I think if we could get a lot of companies to do the same thing, we could really make a difference around this world to saving lives.
What about the elderly, Warren? Let's ask that. What about the elderly? Is it okay for the elderly, somebody who may be on, like, a lot of medication?
You know, the answer is yes, but we always suggest talk to your doctor. Yeah, I have a gentleman that sent a testimonial in this week. He's been a doctor, a chiropractor for 35 years, and chiropractors cannot prescribe medication. So a lot of times they'll prescribe, not prescribe, but they'll suggest supplements. Well, this doctor has never suggested one supplement in 35 years as a doctor. And he was introduced to our product a few weeks ago, and he gave it to his 86-year-old dad and his 84-year-old mom, and then he started consuming it, and it was the sleep product. And he wrote us a testimonial. He's been on the last two conference calls we've done, and wrote us a testimonial that will come out in the newsletter we'll have coming out this week. And he was just blown away by it. Now he wants to recommend and suggest this product to all of his patients and everybody he knows. I have a dad that has type 2 diabetes, and his doctor called me the other day with a phenomenal testimony about my dad, you know, because he's now putting things in his body that impact it in a way that's very positive. You know, the thing about superfood vitamins, supplements, like what we have, they go right to your cell. They're not synthetic, so your cell absorbs them, and it does what it needs to do with it. It gives it the nutrition. It pushes out the toxins. It really makes a difference. When your body's getting what it needs, it's made to heal itself.
That's true.
You know, that's the bottom line. That's what God put your body together to heal itself, to function properly. But when you put things in it that don't help it function, what do you think it's going to do?
Yeah.
You know, so people are becoming more and more aware all the time.
I have a question, well, a comment and a question. Something you mentioned earlier when Corey asked about things that he put in that may be harmful. And one of the things you spoke about was how low when we eat preservatives, how low they have to drop the pH in order to make it so. In doing so, what a lot of people don't realize, and this is kind of, I guess, my study point right now, is that our bodies are very acidic, right? Because of what we eat, because of what we drink, because of a lot of things we do to our bodies. But that acidic nature of our body, it causes a breeding ground for illnesses and diseases to live, right? So that's something that, you know, I'm really pushing my clients to try to become more and more aware of. And I actually go to my sessions now with a strip for them to piss on to see if their body is acidic that day based on some of the foods that they ate. But my question is, with your supplements, do they do anything to help raise the alkalinity in your body?
Actually, they do, and you are 100% right on the money. You know, there's a lot of studies out there that say if the body is alkaline, that the disease cannot survive, and that if it's acidic, it breeds disease. So you're 100% right, and yes, these products do that. You know, let me ask you a question. You know, I'm 52 years old, and when I was a kid, they used to tell me I had to eat 3 to 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. And then I remember when I was in my 20s, they said it was 5 to 7 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Just about 2 years ago, before they changed the food pyramid to, I think they call it a food plate now, it was up to 10 to 13 servings a day. Well, why is that? You know, you got to ask yourself that question. Well, you're always hearing eat more fruits and vegetables. What that does is that helps balance the pH in the body. And because of the fact that we have more stress in our life, there's way more toxins in the air now than there used to be. You know, there's so many more things that our bodies have to combat. The food has decreased in value, so they've had to up everything. You know, and they say that a 16-year-old male should have a minimum of 16 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. I don't know anybody doing that. You know, it's not realistic. So, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, you really want to get the right kinds of things into your body. You want to get the ones that are the best quality. And that, you know, 50 years ago, they didn't used to say you need to exercise, eat well, and supplement. They used to say you need to exercise and eat well, get enough rest. You know, now the word supplement in there is just normal to us because that's what we've heard for the last 20 years. And it's because our food doesn't have the nutrition that it needs.
Right. You know, one of the things I get – and I came from a gym environment, right? So, and there we're always kind of pushed to promote product. And it was a learning experience, but one of the things people would always say, well, I should be able to eat well enough where I don't need a supplement. And I used to always say, in theory, you do. You should be able to. But the reality is, based on the way that we're eating, whether it's from prepackaged foods or fast foods or just not cooking at home, right, we don't. So all of us need some type of supplement, and it should be that, just a supplement to help us along with what we're already eating to help kind of balance it out. But supplements play an extremely important role, I think, in our society today. Sometimes overused, right? Some people think they're the magic pills, but they're not. But I think we definitely should understand the importance and the role that they are to play.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are getting a lot of great information. The phone lines are lit up. People are just in awe. I definitely thank everybody for just staying on the phone and being attentive to listen to this information. Not everybody wants to chime in, but we see you on the phone lines. It's red like holiday Christmas right about now. But I understand you don't want to chime in. Everybody wants to listen. Warren is providing some great information. We're also hearing from my man Tyshawn Bradshaw, certified fitness trainer, and funny man Corey Showtime Robinson out in the Bay. Yay. Corey, man, what do you think about the online happy hour? You hearing some good information today?
I'm hearing a lot of good information, man. I'm not even seeing too many different opportunities for me to throw in a joke or two, because I'm like actually getting kind of scared over here thinking about what the information has been dropped on me.
Well, listen, brother, if I scare you, go ahead.
If you're scaring me, it's for a good thing. I want to be informed. But like you're talking about how like the food pyramid has shifted over the years from needing like, you know, 3 to 5 to 5 to 7 to like almost like your entire diet has to consist of fruits and vegetables, from what you said, with like 13 to 15 servings. And I'm wondering, like, you said something about the stress release and toxins. Like, what has made it so that food is not as healthy as it used to be, or at least as it was perceived to be in the past? And also, do you think that the fact that this is probably going to get into a whole other sling of questions, but do you think the fact that our health, that the healthcare industry in America is just an industry, a business, probably had something to do with the fact we're a little unhealthier today?
Well, you had two questions, so let me answer the first one. The first one is multi-part. I think food has decreased in value for a lot of different reasons. They say since the Dust Bowl it started going down in value. As I understand it, a tomato has one-tenth the amount of value today that it had 25 years ago. Back in the mid-40s, they started to genetically modify foods, and they did it for the right reasons. I mean, we had this huge population boom coming. They could see that the only way we were going to be able to feed our population was through enhancing the amount of crops and enhancing the size of the crops and actually getting more crops per year. So they started using different types of fertilizers, and they started, you know, like I grew up in the Caribbean for a short period of time. And when you get an orange down there where it hasn't gone through all this genetic modification, you know, the orange is smaller than the ones you get now in the store. I mean, let's face it, you go in the produce now, I mean, they're beautiful. They're big, and they're orange, and they're bright. But when you cut them, the husk on them today is about a quarter of an inch thick. And then if you cut into the orange, there's no juice. If you go to where an orange grows naturally and doesn't have all this genetic modification, you know, the skin is about as thin as your fingernail. And as you cut into it, the juice is bursting out of it. You know, it's just not like that anymore. You know, and it happens over a slow period of time. So I think the reasons to do it were right, or they thought it was right, but unfortunately, they weren't right. You know, they were doing what they could to help feed the population, and it's kind of backfired on us. You know, so you know, that's my feelings there. You know, I'm not very cynical towards the medical community. You know, even though a lot of people are, I'm just not. You know, my wife, like I said, she had cancer. And if they didn't remove it from her body, you know, I don't think we would have gone and down that path of a natural way of healing her. That, you know, I believe in doctors, and I believe they have a purpose, and I believe, you know, I believe all that stuff's important in life. But I do think it gets to an extreme, and I do think there is times where certain procedures are done for, you know, for the money. But I do believe our medical community is very important, and, you know, and a part of our society that we absolutely need.
Can I chime in?
I didn't want to make it. I'll go for it.
I just definitely agree with what he said, but I
I don't want people to miss the kind of the big picture that, remember, food is a for-profit industry, right? And a lot of the changes that, you know, he just spoke about in terms of what happened in the 40s, that was a long time before we started realizing some of the damages that that caused, right? But in that, it wasn't just the changes from the 40s. Like, then we needed a way to make more food, right? And then we found out, well, we can make more food, but can we make it more profitable, right? Like, one of the what was the movie that came out a couple years ago? The document.
Supersize. Food Inc.
Food Inc. Now, you talk about being scared. That's one of the scariest things like I've ever seen in my life, right?
Yeah.
And it kind of bugged me out. We were talking about cows earlier, and I've never been a beef person, not because I have anything against it. It's just never really been me, right? I like a good burger every now and then, but for the most part, I don't do it. But I went to Hawaii this summer, me and my wife and I, and we're going through the mountains on a little tour, and the guy says, you know, our cows live in these mountains. We don't allow hormones or antibiotics in our cows, right? So me kind of having some knowledge of what goes on in the meat industry and what they do to beef up the cows and all this, and we're driving through this lush green, see the cows just chilling. So later on, I had a chance to get a burger. The texture, kind of like he just spoke about the orange, it's ridiculous, the difference between the best burger you can buy here and the way a burger with no hormones or preservatives or antibiotics tastes. It's a night and day difference, right? So part of, you know, what he was talking about, it's, hell, because they want to make money. And I won't say that I'm aesthetic about the healthcare industry, but at the same time, it doesn't behoove them to find cures, right? They could treat diseases versus finding cures. They're going to make more money by treating it, right? You know, I think cancer is something different. I think that's just a whole other animal that I wish we had an altogether cure for. But there's so many treatments out there that it keeps money in a whole lot of people's pockets. You know,
that's true.
Well, you mentioned one thing, two quick things. We got about 10 more minutes in the show before we have to sign off. We're talking about waiting to lose weight. Trinity had one quick question for you, Warren. Then I want to bring in a few things that, you know, Tashawn mentioned something about money. So we're going to get to that in just a second. Trinity, you had a question?
No, it's not really a question. I just wanted to just let people know I've actually was introduced to the Nectar product a few months back. And I have been on the Calm, which is just an amazing product in itself. You know, when you talk about losing weight, one of the things that's very, very important when you're making this lifestyle change, you have to be certain that you're getting a lot of sleep, a lot of rest. And that Calm is just fantastic. I mean, it, you know, with the valerian root, the hops, and all the different ingredients, that's, you know, the combination, you can really tell the difference. Also, my daughter, well, both of us, we were on the core, pretty religious at one point, and I saw a huge difference in my skin, my face. So it's just an awesome product. It's very awesome.
Well, you know, when you put good things in your body does the things it's supposed to do. And we hear that kind of stuff all the time. You know, I try to talk in extreme so people can kind of get the picture I'm trying to paint. You know, this program is about weight loss. Imagine if you just had cardboard and you were eating it and it just had nutrition kind of sprayed on it. Well, you're going to have to eat a lot of it to get the right amount of nutrition. If you look at our society today compared to our society 25 or 30 years ago, we are so much heavier. We are so much more out of shape. We are not what we were just a decade or two ago. And it's got a lot to do with the fact that because the food doesn't have the amount of nutrition in it that it's supposed to have or used to have, we got to now eat more to satisfy our bodies. Well, what does that turn into? That just turns into excessive weight. So what we're finding, as a matter of fact, my chief marketing officer called me today, and she said, Warren, she said, I cannot believe how much weight I've lost just drinking the core product. She said, I go to a restaurant now, and where I used to just couldn't wait to get all the food that they served me, I'm taking half of it home. When your body is getting the nutrition it needs, it doesn't crave as much. So, you know, we're having, you know, this is a weight loss program. You know, we're finding that the core product is really helping people with that, but the sleep product is also helping people because there's a lot of nutrition in there, and it's helping repair their bodies, a lot of joint pains disappearing. People are, you know, people are feeling the benefits in a number of different areas.
Definitely, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to learn more about what Warren is talking about, you can check out the website. You know, how was your weekend? That was with the ladies and gentlemen, we're on a wellness information, and we're making sure that we are committed to healthy living and proper wellness. Check out howwasyourwellness.com. That was with the Z. You know how we do here. www.howwasyourwellness.com. That was with the Z. Learn more about what Warren is talking about. And Tasha Arden mentioned something about, you know, about a lot of potential, making money. Warren, is there any opportunity to make money with what they're talking about with Nectar?
You know, there actually is. When we first put the company together, we looked at several different distribution models. And the one we chose to go with was a network marketing relationship-type distribution channel. So we created it in such a way that if you were to get involved with the product, and if you like the product, and that's what I would suggest people go to the website and just order the product to try it. You can get a small amount, as small as 15 bottles for around $50, and try it. And that'll last you for anywhere from 2 to 3 to 4 weeks. And try it. And if you see the benefits that 9 out of 10 people are seeing, then you have an opportunity to refer it to your friends. By referring it to your friends, you can get yours paid for. And if you actually want to make money from the business, you can continue to refer it to friends and other people, and you can actually make a profit from it. And we have people that are coming to our company daily that are so excited about the business opportunity. You know, we've got a large group going on in California. You know, we're in a soft launch stage, so this is a very early part to get in, and there's a lot more benefits to getting into a company when it's brand new like this. And, you know, the amount of growth that we will have over the next few years will be exponential, and the people that are involved with us at the beginning will benefit from that. We've got a lot of science and research that's going to be distributed over time, and we do believe our company will be a household name sometime in the not-too-distant future.
Well, I thoroughly believe that, and I'm going to be a part to make sure that that household name comes true. Ladies and gentlemen, please understand, it's not just about talking about it. It's about being about it, living about it. You've heard from a gentleman in California who's lost 72 pounds. You've heard from someone here in Texas who was helping people train to get the proper nutrition and also maintain proper exercise. You've also heard from an opportunist who's telling you what to take to supplement your body and also generate a wealth of income by doing so. So you're hearing real talk. You know, we're talking about waiting to lose weight. Don't wait to get this opportunity and let this process and let this opportunity pass. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Check this out. Howwasyourwellness.com. Get more information. If you're in the California area, the Bay Area, check out my man Corey Showtime Robinson, doing big things. And if you want to maintain and stay fit here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, make sure you get in contact with Tyshawn Bradshaw. Now, depending on what happens in the Super Bowl with the New York Giants, may depend on what type of rescue you get. But just kind of keep that in mind, folks. We're doing big things. And speaking of big things, this weekend, this Saturday, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, How Was Your Weekend definitely presents the Relationship Roundtable. That's going to be this Saturday from 8 o'clock to 12 midnight at the Southside Law Firm Lamar. Now, if you don't know where that is, it's going to be at 1409 South Lamar, three blocks north of Brooklyn's Jazz Cafe across from the police station. There's going to be food, beverages, door prizes, some music, and we're going to be doing more of a roundtable discussion about the book, Second Place Women Who Come In First. Now, included with that is going to be a hair fashion show presented by Mr. Michael Styles Jackson of Fort Worth, Texas. He's going to be showcasing his unique India-style hair designs. And there's going to be a lot of mature adult conversation for situations that we're going to be discussing about the book, but I'm definitely going to make sure that we have some samples to provide of Nectar so that those of you all who are chiming in on the call, make sure that you get in contact with me. Make sure that you get out there and get some information about this. I'm going to have some pamphlets available so you can learn more about what's going on here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Folks, this has been an awesome show. This has been great. Corey, what's going on in California? What do you have coming up?
Say that again, man. I'm sorry about that.
No, no. What do you have coming up? I know the year is just starting. What's going on with you and Cali?
Oh, all kinds of stuff, man. My website's up and running and legit. That's www.crshowtime.com. That's where you can check on everything I'll be doing. In about 10 minutes, I'm going to be on my way up to Gilroy to make some people laugh up at the Station 55 up in Gilroy, California. I'll be performing in San Francisco sometime in February, L.A., and all throughout March. Just a bunch of stuff going on. Check the website. And like me on Facebook because I'm always writing funny stuff day to day. My life changes. I'm not like one of those people that just have a like page and write things every now and again. I have my own Facebook. Please just check me out. You know, no matter what's going on in my life, whether it's funny, whether it's serious, you're still going to laugh. So hang on. You know, just be my friend.
That's what's up. Hi, I know you have a lot of boot camps here in the area. Anything in particular you got going on end of the month or maybe in February?
In February, the weather is still funny, so I still have a small group indoor, but I'm looking to get back outside come March, so I'll start shooting out some advertisements for that. And that's where I'm at this year, just kind of looking to grow and expand on what's already going on.
Very good. Very good. And, Warren, I know you have different calls on a weekly basis that people can learn more about Nectarcore and Terra Biotech.
Absolutely. You know, you can go to the corporate website, which is www.terrabiotech.com, and there we've got listed an events calendar. If you go to the events calendar, it'll give you the times of the calls, the opportunity calls. We have calls to talk about the product, and we have testimonials from individuals around the country, and we also have calls to talk about the business opportunity. But again, I would suggest, you know, try the product. I think you'll be blown away by it. It'll be a supplement that you take that you'll go, I've never felt anything like that before, and it'll change your life and for the better. So we encourage people to give it a shot and go from there.
Now, Corey and Tyshawn, I'm going to make sure that you both get samples. I definitely want to make sure that you gentlemen have the opportunity to check out the product and let us know what you think. You know, post that on Facebook, go back to the website, let people know about what's going on. We're all here to grow. This is a network. We're bringing people together. We're building each other to help one another grow. That's what it's all about, folks. You know, learn more about what Warren's talking about. Keep in mind, howwasyourwellness.com. We're going to put that information up in the chat room as well, just to kind of keep everything going. And it's just been great. I mean, from the directors of With This Ring, which was a great play, and You Better Ask Somebody, Fierce Productions, along with How Was Your Weekend, will be hosting auditions for the upcoming stage play for second place women who come in first. So get your acting hats ready and let your talents be seen as we bring this great read off the pages and onto the stages. So keep that in mind if you want to get a copy of the ebook. It's at Amazon, Kindle. It's on Barnes & Noble Nook. Just look it up, second place women who come in first. Download the copy and make sure you understand the drama so we can get some real talk and real information about it. This is how people grow our business, ladies and gentlemen. We network. We bring each other together, maybe in the comfort of your own home, maybe driving somewhere, maybe you're at Walmart, maybe you're with the kids doing homework. But where else can you be and network with people all over the country coming together to build and increase each other in a positive, motivated, and effective means to make each other better? This is what the Online Happy Hour is all about, folks. Log in, listen, and learn each and every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. So as we wrap up the show today, I want to thank the folks for chiming in and giving their insight. We want to thank the folks who called in, who've been blogging, expressing their thoughts. You know, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight, be sure that you tell at least 3 more people to tune in with us next week as we come back with another hot topic. I mean, we're going to keep it real. Some of you all in the South, some of you all in the North, the East, the West, just kind of keep in mind that this is what we need to do. Tell somebody what you heard tonight. Share the information. Give them the link so they can chime in. Give them their information to the website so we can keep this going. And for those of you in the South Dallas area, DeSoto, Hampton, Wheatland area, coming soon to that area, Flair 4 Women's Retail Clothing Store. I want you to talk to my man, Kibo, formerly Fat Gear, and know that the sign is up. The clothes will be in pretty soon. It's on the corner of Hampton and Wheatland over by the Jack in the Box. You know the Jack in the Box that I can't go back to? Keep that in mind. So it's coming. Log in, listen, and learn, folks. We're going to talk to Miss Black USA 2010 pageant winner and author, Miss Ebony Benson. She's a pageant winner and an author. That means she's fine and she's smart. So keep that in mind, folks. We got a lot of great surprises. And we're going to tune in and let her talk about her upcoming book, The Powder Room. It's going to be great. So keep that in mind, folks. Log in, listen, and learn. My name is Andy Brown. This has been a great show. Gentlemen, thank you for chiming in. Trinity, thank you so much for chiming in. All the folks that are on the line right now, thank you for listening and giving us your attention for this 90 minutes of broadcast that we're providing for you. Stay tuned next week. We'll be back next week, folks. Keep in mind, keep God first, because with him, anything is possible. And let's go ahead and make things happen, folks. Go mob to my frat. Good night to my fam. And we gone.